Hey there, happy Friday. Now, before we get to the show, we got some breaking news to report. Joe Girardi is out as manager of the Phillies. This news came out after we recorded the pod, of course. In a statement released by Dave Dombrowski earlier today, the Phillies relieved Girardi and assistant coach Bobby Meacham of their duties while naming bench coach Rob Thompson as interim manager. It's a shocking move, to say the least, but not undeserved. The Phillies haven't really made a midseason move like this. You have to look back to 2015, Ryan Sandberg, and 2013, Charlie Manuel were let go each in the middle of the season. But this is much earlier than either of those two moves, and I think indicative of the high expectations placed on this team. We'll have to see how they respond over the weekend. So if you hear anyone say how unlikely this is all to happen in the next couple minutes, probably just ignore all that. Okay, here's the show. Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, June 3rd, 2022. Breathe deep, fellow Phillies faithful. After a relaxing off day Thursday, the Phillies will enter a three-game series with the Angels on Friday, having not lost a baseball game in nearly 72 hours. This, of course, is all thanks to a come-from-behind win on getaway day against the Giants to snap a five-game skid. Phew! Ring the bell. And let's recap the game. Aaron Nola once again looked dominant. Well, for the first couple of innings on Wednesday at least, he got through five scoreless frames before getting tagged for five runs in the sixth inning, including a three-run blast from Wilmer Flores. Nola ended the day allowing five earned runs on five hits with five Ks, but he didn't walk anyone. And while he wasn't quite his dominant self and got bit by the home run again, there's certainly no need to panic after this one. He's just got to figure out how to get himself out of the game before pitching his way out of the game with more regularity. The offense battled against Carlos Rodon. Coming into the game, Rodon had allowed only two hits versus left-handed batters all year. Odubel Herrera, Bryson Stott, and Kyle Schwarber all collected a hit off of Giants' starter. That's three hits on the day. And each of those players had multiple hits on the game. Still, Rodon allowed just a pair of runs over five innings, and the Giants surged to lead in the top of the sixth off Nola, as we mentioned. The Phillies answered back in the bottom of the inning, however, with Nick Maton making his season debut with the Phillies and Kyle Schwarber both knocking home runs in the bottom of that inning. Schwarber ended the day 2-for-4 with a run scored and a pair of RBI, while Maton drove in three on the afternoon in a 2-for-4 effort of his own. Corey Knebel got back on the mound, following up clean appearances from Christopher Sanchez and Brad Hand to convert an easy 1-2-3 ninth inning for his ninth save, a badly needed win all around. Nick Maton played a big role in the Phils, maybe leaning on him in the short term, as Gene Segura, before the game on Wednesday, was moved to the IL with a broken finger on his right hand that he sustained on Tuesday during a bunt attempt. He's expected to miss up to 3 months. That's a really big blow. Segura had been having just a really phenomenal season. Didi Gregorius may be nearing a return, which should help the middle infield depth a bit, but we're going to have to see how things shake out with Maton, with Bryson Stott, and with Didi Gregorius. And finally, we'll all be waiting to see the lineup as it comes out this afternoon on Friday. Bryce Harper sat out Wednesday with what was described as forearm soreness in that right arm. We all know he had a pre-op injection in that right elbow, and he's got a torn ligament in his right elbow. So forearm soreness does not sound great. Hopefully, this is just the Phillies taking things precautiously. They had a day off on Thursday, so this would be 2 days of rest for Harper. We'll have to see if he's in the lineup on Friday. And if he is, everybody's going to breathe a large sigh of relief. All right, around the NL East. The Braves kicked off a series with Colorado with a win on Thursday night after dropping 2-of-3 in Arizona. The Nationals lost their series open to the Reds after getting swept by the Mets. So that's four straight losses for the Nats. The Marlins ended up losing 2-of-3 in Colorado, despite the fact that they scored 26 runs on Wednesday in two games. They moved on to San Francisco to kick off a four-game series, and they won on Thursday, so bouncing back a little. And then the Mets clashed with the Dodgers after sweeping the Phillies and the Nationals. They are in a battle of first-place teams out on the West Coast, and the Dodgers took game one of that series 2-0. It should be a very interesting series as those two teams jockey to who is the top team in the National League. All right, our key question of the day. Can the Phillies turn the page and get back in it? May was a pretty bad month for the Phillies. The offense, however, did show some signs of flashes, and the starting rotation has been a consistent bright spot all year long. It's time for the team to put it all together. Oh, and another thing, the schedule lightens up quite a bit moving forward. We've got a series with the Angels coming up, but we do have some games with the Nats and the Marlins in the future. I know the Marlins have been kind of tough for the Phillies lately, but the schedule on paper looks a lot easier. We need the Phillies to bounce back. Up next, 3-game series with Mike Trout and the Angels kicks off on Friday evening in Citizens Bank Park. The Angels come in second place in the AL West at 27-25. They're top 10 in the league in batting average and runs per game, ranking 7th in each category. They're also 7th in batting average against. Pitching staff has a 3.79 ERA on the year, kind of middle of the pack. Lineup is very top heavy. They've got Mike Trout. They got Shohei Ohtani. Everybody knows about them. They're the obvious problems that the pitching staff is going to have to deal with. Taylor Ward is also in the midst of a breakout season. He usually takes the leadoff spot. And then they have Jared Walsh, who he's taking a step back from his breakout 2021 campaign. But he does have 10 homers, 29 RBIs over his first 27 games. So first four batters in this lineup, pretty solid. They have a couple other bats who can do some damage later on, but it's really get through Mike Trout, get through Shohei Ohtani, and you should be okay dealing with the Angels lineup. On Friday, Zach Eflin is going to be put to the task in the opener. He's 1-4 with a 4.60 ERA on the season. He will be opposed by rookie Chase Silseth, who's 1-1 with 3.07 ERA on the year. Silseth had a really, really solid debut for the Angels, but he's failed to get out of the fifth in his past two turns, although he's been okay still. Also failed to record a strikeout in his last outing. He's really struggled to miss bats in that one. He's got a four-seamer, a splitter, a slider that he relies on. It'll be the first time a lot of these Phillies hitters are seeing Silseth as he's a rookie. So we'll have to see how they react to his stuff. On Saturday, Zach Wheeler gets on the mound against Michael Lorenzen. Starter turned outfielder turned reliever back into the starting rotation for the Angels. He's actually been pretty solid. He doesn't get a ton of Ks, but he works deep into the games, keeps them in it. And then Sunday, Kyle Gibson versus Patrick Sandoval to wrap up the series. Our final thought of the day. If the Phillies struggle again this weekend, the calls for Joe Girardi's job will become increasingly vocal in Philadelphia. The problem? In-season managerial changes just don't happen all that often in Major League Baseball. You have to go back several years to find a handful of examples. Although the Phillies did make a managerial change midway through the season way back in 1983, and they made it all the way to the World Series that year. However, they were in first place at the time that they made the swap. This isn't the NFL where a lot of teams are going to be dumping their guys halfway through the season and teams usually see a bump. It's just really rare in Major League Baseball that a good team dumps their manager, and this doesn't look like a very good team right now, but they should be playing a lot better. All that said, it is unquestionable that some of the moves that Joe Girardi has made so far this year have left a lot of us scratching our heads, and we really just want to see more out of the guy. All right, that's all the time we have for you today. Enjoy the weekend. Let's hope the Phillies can go out there, get a couple wins against the Angels, and we will be back with you on Monday to recap it all and preview next week. Have a good one. We'll see you later.